I am technically correct, which we all know is the best kind of correct. And also, with me saying that, I have pressed the record button as requested.
And just in case you ever change your mind, GURPS Wars. We got Crash. We got Io. We got Will. We got me. We've got Ellie listening in.
From an undisclosed location. Right behind.
And we're doing a different group to see how things work out, just for fun. And I need to upload something. One moment. Let me upload the most recent one.
Standing by. Standing by.
Here we go.
Standing by.
There's a reason I tried to save as a title. So, no, it's wrong.
Wait, this is from June 25th. It's from the future.
Oh, listen to it and see what happens.
That's the one that should be the best.
Or is it from last June? I mean, the Logistics Trio arc is the Halloween episode from two Halloweens ago.
Yeah, I'm 4 years behind on releasing episodes if I can get Amy to ever release another one again.
I think that may be June 2025. I think that's what that's supposed to be.
Okay, that makes more Except sense, but I like my interpretation better.
There. That one is not from the past.
Well, that's way less interesting.
Yeah, I know why it says 25. It's because I didn't... Yes, I am a spoil sport. Yeah. I missaved the name because the actual name of that is Best. And I just update Best in Word. And then I save it as PDF.
I just realized you Y2K bugged your file name. It was actually from 1925.
Could be.
Steve Jackson went back in time to create GURPS earlier.
95? Yeah. It was around in 95. It was third edition.
No.
He said
1925.
1925.
Yes. Although that would make it public domain now, I think.
Possibly. No. Death of the author.
Popeye's in the public domain if we want to really change directions on where this campaign's going to go.
Declaration. I am unable to consume spinach. Oh, we should probably introduce our characters so that makes
sense. I'm not eating it.
There will be no biotics spinach. So, the war between the Sith Empire and the Republic has been being waged for like close to 30 years now, really. However, this does not mean that the Empire does not still have its traditions frequently linked to the cycle of budgets because, well, you've got an Empire with a military-industrial based economy and stuff, and people like to have money to do the things they think are cool. And in order to do the things that are cool and get the budget, frequently people need to demonstrate to their superiors in the chain of command that they have a cool project that deserves money, and Lord so-and-so over there does not. Their project does not deserve money. It is not nearly as cool as your project. This is informally known, or formally, depending on the sphere, as convention season.
I thought it was conference season.
Sorry, conference season. You are right. It is conference season. Also known as convention season occasionally.
By you.
Avoid the biotics con crud.
Also, I feel that culture has convention season.
Maybe not at the same time.
Probably
depends
not.
Depends on what you're culturing in the Petri dish.
Look, culture, the Ministry of Culture is basically a wholly owned subsidiary. It reports to the sphere of philosophy.
To mostly the chagrin of the sphere of philosophy.
Pretty much, but you see they have to, because otherwise the cultists would get up to who knows what, start all kinds of heresies, and it would just be a problem. So, anyway, where were we? Oh, yes. It's the conferences. It's the demonstrations. It's, you know, here is my awesome droid combat unit that you should totally pay me to develop more so that we can send it to the front and win the war single droidedly. Will it really do that? No, no, it will not really do that. Will people claim that it would do that? Yes, yes, they would. So everyone tends to go have their conferences on a major Sith world, and Dromund Kaas is the one that is the most major because it is currently the capital planet. You are all here because your master or a senior apprentice or something wanted you to be here. You are not here to help with setting up presentations. You are not here to stroll around and display the power of your master by being part of their entourage and blocking the halls and making it hard for other people to get through, because there's so many of you, and then, you know, you meet someone else with a big entourage and you all have to negotiate carefully to see whether you're going to fight or not. Fighting during a conference is considered bad taste. Security throws you out. No, you are all here to run errands for the people who are setting up the presentations, handle scut work, possibly handle security. We're looking at you, HK. At least you're supposed to walk around and act like you're handling security, probably. Did we ever decide who owns you?
Rude question.
Droids!
Declaration.
Droids.
I have this document that claims that I own myself.
Unfortunately, in the Empire, that sort of document tends to get you hunted down by other droids who have no sense of humor, dragged in to have your programming wiped, and then a new personality is re-uploaded on top of it that's more subservient and obedient.
So, two statements. One of them is, the document in question is a flimsy that just has scrawled on it, I can do what I want, I own me. Mm-hmm. In Parks and Recreation vein. But also, threat, they can try.
Unfortunately, they could probably succeed. It is something that they have a lot of combat droids, and also there's those Sith. They're very annoying. So technically, you should probably have someone that you are theoretically reporting to who provides your power and maintenance.
I'm sure that is the case. I'm going to say canonically, mm-hmm. HKRPR still has that flimsy because he thinks it's funny. And I have been informed that HK droids do have a lot of snark. And yes. Therefore, a floodgate has been unleashed for my ability to play this character properly.
It is also entirely possible that you have another one that says this unit can do what it wants, and it's signed with someone's name, like, you know, Darth Mechas or something.
Ooh, I like that name.
I didn't say it was not a forged signature.
You need somebody to sign your permission slip there, HK. I'll sign it for you.
HKRPR just looked at a list of Darths and picked the one that sounded coolest.
I mean, that's
forged that signature.
For technology.
I think.
HKRPR did not look up what their role was. Just went for the name that sounded the coolest. And yes, HKRPR will hand that same flimsy over to Daffatello to get it co-signed, if offered.
So long as they don't check my credit, I think it'll be all right. I'll sign it for you.
Are you a rogue droid who has just been sort of ambling around?
Oh, I'm certain that Daffatello is not. Daffatello also has official documentation, but only shows that when necessary. Sorry, HK? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm thinking Darth Vitello because I'm jealous of the naming convention, Will. Thank you. But yeah, RPR does have official documentation that he will show when necessary. He rarely thinks it's necessary. But I have not thought about who actually sends him places. He's on, similar to how Ran in the Logistics Trio is on loan to another person entirely. My assumption is that RPR is traveling with this group because... fine. Yes, you can take him. I'm tired of his sass. Go ahead. Take him. Bring him back. And, okay, at least bring back the head. If you bring back the head, it's all fine. I could deal with the rest of it.
We were told to bring you back in one or more pieces.
Statement.
Death, do you
as I am currently
in
one or more pieces already, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stop talking over you. You go.
Death, do you have a master in mind, or do I get to make up that part?
Yeah, you can make that part up. I know I went into the sphere of technology, but that
right.
was about all I knew what to do.
I will come up with it, names and whatnot. Your master has not been able to attend. Your master sent you and a senior apprentice to go do a minor presentation, assist someone else's presentation, etc., etc. And I suspect that HKRPR has gone with you.
Okay.
And your master is eccentric enough to have taken on a random alien, oh my god, who has shown up and not, you know, pitched a fit about this. So... eccentric enough to be tolerating a droid that is severely off its programming, yes. Possibly studying too. You know, what does the how is this droid evolving? Can we make this more efficient for, you know, pull the programming and put the programming in other droids? Mm-hmm. Maybe, maybe not. Study.
Statement. I am Legion.
Oh boy.
Not yet, you're not. Your senior apprentice. Yeah, well, the senior apprentice has basically said that you and that droid need to go report to security. Go report to security and say that you are here on behalf of our Lord and you are supposed to keep track of what the droid is doing and go make things secure. Criff off, whippersnapper. Your senior apprentice is a jerk. I mean, that's frequent.
Yeah, he doesn't sound nearly as cool as my lord who's studying.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
So I guess I'll just kind of roll my eyes and say, yes, sir. And head off. Tell HK, let's go find our security detail job.
Okay. This is something that you're doing. Tathani.
Yes.
You are in one of the main conference buildings. You have been sent here to keep an eye on non-mysteries people while your master and any other apprentices that they might have goes and has the appropriate talks and meetings with other mystery Sith. You are stuck here in basically the security headquarters for this conference building in case anyone comes up with some artifact or whatnot that starts going, you know, sending people mad, rampaging through the halls, frothing at the mouth, turning into giant loth cats. That'd be fascinating. Would they be a loth cat or a wear-neck suit? Who knows? It's so horrible. You can't do anything. You can't do anything. You're not allowed to do anything. You have to sit here and be visible.
Which is awful.
So
but
people...
no, if we don't contain it, knowledge will show up and they'll try to contain it. And when the quote, contain, unquote, things, we all know what happens.
They write a paper about it.
logistics shows up lucky, and takes over a world.
If we're not lucky, they go and they press the big, shiny, glowing rune, and then we have a different problem. A bigger problem.
Request. Tell me more about this rune.
No, you don't get to know about the rune. Nobody gets to know about the rune. That's the point.
False assertion. I promise not to tell anyone.
That was very believable, HK. Good. Very good.
Statement. I am working on my deception skill. Narrator voice. Crash refuses to level deception for this character, the way he refuses to level acting for Ran.
Well, I have truthfulness skinned as really bad at lying, so we should be a great deceptive team.
I hate you all.
So, you can go into your skills and rename them whatever you want, so you really could just rename it really bad at lying.
Well, that is part of the truthfulness. It's that it could be you have to, have kind of the desire to tell the truth, or you could just be really bad at lying.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
For the record, Ellie went into her Sith character and renamed all of her Force abilities to be these really cool quotes. Uh-huh. And it was really inspiring. So that's
so
why.
And yeet.
Yeah, that's why Rand's telekinesis other skill is called yeet. I was inspired. I didn't say I was on the same level.
We all start somewhere.
And then we stop there because I refuse to level certain skills. It's funnier.
Okay. I'll just let you people bounce off each other for a little bit. Tzani, you see... Wait, that's an alien. And a large combat-y droid wandering around looking like they're looking for something. Probably, oh yes, consult a map. Oh, look, yeah, okay, it says security over here. They're headed for the room where you are stuck. Not even getting to go to any conferences.
Are you... lost?
No, I know exactly where I'm going, but for yes, I'm lost.
Statement: this unit has an eidetic photographic memory and knows exactly how to retrace its steps to get back to the shuttlecraft. Additional clarification: I have not been asked.
Also, the shuttlecraft's gone and you can't retrace your steps to the place we haven't been yet, right, buddy?
Statement, that silence will have to be edited back in during the recording editing process.
So, you're looking for a shuttlecraft?
No, sorry. Let me start over. I am Apprentice Tello, and this is my buddy HK RPR. And we are on security detail here, and we are looking to see where we're going to be stationed.
Oh, great. So you are in the right place. Wonderful.
By the way, RPR is going to attempt to wave, but I'm going to stick with the joke that I made several days before. RPR's wave is an overridden aiming protocol, so it is the most threatening, friendly hello.
Yeah. Don't point that at me.
He does that.
Well, he shouldn't.
Statement, my micro rocket and railgun have been replaced with tools, unless you are able to be disassembled with a Phillips head screwdriver. I do not think you are in any danger.
I didn't say I was in danger. I said don't do that. If you go around doing that at Sith, you're going to be in danger.
Statement, that is what the arc time. Welder on the other arm is for.
Uh-huh. Apprentice Tzani.
Nice to meet you.
I don't get that often.
We never get it. Right, HK?
Processing. This HK unit has heard it precisely 17 times. Analysis. 16 of those were most likely sarcastic, with the remaining iteration inconclusive. There was a disintegration following the statement.
Who got disintegrated?
The person issuing the statement. No follow-ups for context were available.
Could you just maybe direct us to where we're supposed to provide this security so we could kind of get this babysitting job over with?
Well, this is the security room.
It is, in fact, a room that has a number of Imperial officers, well, not officers, but Imperials in uniforms, a few officers scattered here and there, really low ones, and occasionally other apprentices wander through, like, from some of the military spheres, because the military lords and Darths consider that playing security is a good thing for young apprentices in their spheres to do. It gets them used to being threatening. And if they're really lucky, they might get into a fight with someone who is trying to cause problems. And if they're really, really lucky, it'll be a Sith. And won't that be fun?
How many conferences are happening in this building?
You're in one of the major conference hubs that over two, you know, if you go across a catwalk to the building next to you, you've got strategy. If you go, like, you know, through there and to another catwalk, you've probably got offense and defense. They're sharing it. They frequently share it. It makes for interesting politics. You go over there and you've got some of the logistics quartermasters and the building that's connected by like three catwalks, different levels. You've got biotics that's okay. It's technically two buildings there, but the particular building that you go through is more like an airlock at the moment. There's not anything in it. Yeah. So far. They're pretty sure they won't be letting any plagues loose at the moment, but there are biotics apprentices standing by on this side of the airlock building with all kinds of triage bags. Mostly what you've got.
Comforting.
Yes. If you go two buildings over, a few catwalks and a catty corner, that's where Ancient Knowledge is having their conferences and all of their, you know, demonstrations of the cool things that they've got.
And they've not even allowed to go sneak in.
Yeah, they got apprentices and other security trying to keep you out. And anyone else from Mysteries, of course. And this building is, okay, primarily it's a hub, and there are, in fact, demonstrations set up for just about all of the spheres who are having them. But mostly today, it is tech. It's expected to be mostly tech tomorrow as well. And it's got one of the really big conference rooms. It's got, you know, an arena so that they can show off the cool fighting droids or whatnot. You know, so Biotics is possibly going to get permission day after to bring some of their monsters in to have them run around and tear apart something. Maybe the droids that nobody liked, who knows. Right now, today, there's a lot of tech. So much tech. And you're not getting to go see any of it, Atello.
Yeah, I don't know. With my sense of curiosity, I think I might say to HK, why don't we get our badges, figure out where we're supposed to be assigned, and then go check out that Zap'em Slap'em droid exhibit that we know is going on here.
Statement. I already have a badge. I hold out a flimsy that's been cut into a small rectangular shape with the edges rounded, and it says, HKRPR, this is a badge.
My master hate me.
So, I'll ask, Tizani, is that how you said it?
Oh, yeah. Good enough.
Do we need any, sort of identification to get us started here?
You should probably at least check in with the lieutenant who is theoretically in charge.
The player thinks Dathatello has a really good idea. HK is too snarky to stay alive.
We'll be okay.
Also, I HK say, is happy to go looking for
packets. Knowing we won't. All right, I'll guide HK over to the lieutenant who looks like they're in charge of assigning.
You can tell that they must be in charge of this room because she's wearing a headset with... Actually, she's wearing two headsets, apparently. One of them over each, you know, sort of catty corner with each ear, and microphones that she is sort of flipping up and down depending on who she's talking to, apparently. She seems to even have a microphone that is dangling from her neck as some kind of comm unit. And everything is very, very busy, apparently, because everyone wants to talk to her.
When I go up there, can I kind of surreptitiously try to brush one of the microphones and use my psychometry to see where the most interesting tech exhibits are going on?
That would be a bit difficult. I mean, most of them are pretty close to either her face or her chest.
Hmm. All right, I'll think better of that then.
You could do it once.
Although, I do have overconfidence, so do I need to roll to think better of that?
There's overconfidence means that you're sure that you could do something.
Okay.
The question is whether, what's the right term? It's kind of difficult to just surreptitiously come over and jostle an office in a lieutenant's chest.
Okay.
You're pretty sure that you could do it, but you'd have to wait for just the right moment.
Yeah, I would think I'd have to, like, stumble and catch myself.
Yeah, and
I don't know that I want to do that.
Give RPR some warning so he can make another sign that says, in my defense, I was left unsupervised after my companion made a very bad decision.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the MO, isn't it?
As you are coming up, there is a chatter and some conversation among the non-officers, soldiers in the location where some of them are talking on their own comms, and one of them stands up and rushes over and says, Lieutenant Rayella. We've got some Sith apprentices being brought in for causing a disturbance. Where should we have them sent, sir? She's like, are they being brought in by apprentices? Yes, we think so. Oh no. Great, wonderful. Have them brought to the room. Okay, yes. Put them in the Sith brig. Pause, notices. Sorry, my lord. The detainment center for Sith that is across the hall and down in, yes, that one. They pass a knowing look. There's apparently something called a Sith brig around. Yeah. Very good, sir. That one runs off. She turns. Ah, my lord and droid. How may I help you?
We were just new arrivals for Master TBD. We were wondering where we were supposed to be stationed.
You've been sent to do security patrols. One moment, I have a... Actually, do you think that you could go and help escort some apprentices who were causing problems here? You have a comm unit. Yes, I'll put a map on it.
Certainly. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That will help a great deal, my lord. You are presented with a map that has little dots and all sorts of, you know, 3D wire grid, big, giant skyscraper, you know, it's Dromund-Kaas. The place isn't as overbuilt as Coruscant, but
Not for lack of trying.
Mostly because the, well, Dromancos is one of the planets, one of the very few planets that has so much dark force energy that force lightning is in fact a not infrequent weather phenomenon. This planet hates everyone in particular, and it will zap them if it gets too annoyed. So there's a lot of lightning collectors, and everyone tends to build like close to the lightning collectors, because if the lightning collectors go out and you are exposed to the full force of the storm while you're in a fairly tall building, things catch on fire. It's a problem. You have a little blinking light that is approaching you slowly. You can go to meet it if you desire. Tithani, you can do whatever you want.
No, I can't. We've established that I did precisely zero of the things that I want.
Does this character will also have bloodlust? Map.
No. No, Tithani has impulsiveness and bad temper.
That sounds Tithani. Like bloodlust with more steps.
Tithani, they're walking out the door.
So I overheard that you need some help bringing in some apprentices who are causing trouble.
I take it you just want a reason to get out of this room, right?
Obviously.
Yes, we could use your assistance.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Right. I give you the map, HK.
HK takes the map.
The map is making it very easy to navigate to the correct location where people are coming up that this, oh yes, there's a lift shaft over there. People are coming up. They're probably using a lift. They seem to be moving far too quickly for it to be a, you know, climbing hand over hand, which, you know.
Your impression was they're being escorted right now, or we had to detain them?
They're being escorted right now, probably.
Okay.
But they are they may outnumber the people who are escorting them.
I will take up a defensive position near the or the lift.
Okay. You pause at the lift. The little lights go bing, 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 bing. There are a couple of uniformed security guards who are not Sith. There is one apprentice who looks like she would like to zap everything.
Is it Lord Zappy Zap?
No, this is not Lord Zappy Zap. No, there are, however...
It's Apprentice Zappy Zap in the past.
There are four apprentices who are not having a little security badge on them. They are looking somewhat abashed is not the right word. There are two to one side cowering behind the angry apprentice, and there are two glaring daggers on the other side. And Tithani, give me an IQ plus 5 roll here. This is going to be easy.
Oh no.
First roll.
Very nice. Made it by 10. Very nice. Well, you recognize Apprentice Frey.
Oh, come on.
Apprentice Frey is a mysteries apprentice. You've actually, seen them at being, seen but not heard at some of the meetings that your masters have had. On the other side, well, there are a couple of other apprentices who are glaring so much glare, and frankly, you're fairly sure those look like knowledge robes. One of them is a young blonde woman who looks like a senior apprentice, and boy, does she want to murderate. In fact, I probably, let me see if I've got there we are. This is one of the apprentices. one of the knowledge apprentices, you're fairly sure.
You posted that somewhere.
Oh, Apprentice Navari has entered.
I just had to, yes.
Yes, it's Apprentice Zappy Zap.
Where? I can't see
on
it.
The map.
Oh, there she is.
Yep. On the map.
Yep.
CHK, if you delete everyone, then we'd have to figure out exactly how you still have that character in the future.
Yes, Apprentice Navari, who actually should probably be having gold eyes at the moment, not full red, but, you know, still that's sure a smile.
And
Apprentice Frey,
seriously?
Hi, Zane? Is that you?
Zani.
Right, Zani. Sorry, I'm bad with names. Help, we're being accused of something we totally didn't do, because if we had stolen her precious relic, we'd still have it.
The other apprentice who is with Frey nods. Nod. Agrees. 100% agrees. And we don't still have it. So we don't have it at all. So,
wait,
we didn't take it.
Back up. There's a missing relic?
They crowd to the back of the lift, which one of the
Not that kind of backup.
RPR has also moved several steps backwards.
The blonde apprentice is going, so they took the relic. They stole it. And you aren't allowed to have it, and they're not allowed to have it, and it has to go back to my master. Because my master
sounds like nobody has it.
They do have it. They probably ditched it somewhere. And if I can just ask them a few questions, me and my buddy here, then we'll find out where they ditched it.
Well, I think that you should let security do that.
Security is understaffed and apparently is letting people who know mysteries apprentices run around loose.
You're saying letting as if providing sensible security isn't part of our job right now.
Well, apparently someone's job is trying to liberate it or whatever. I didn't know there was a sphere of theft.
And if they're running around causing trouble, it will get handled. By security, not by random zap fights in the middle of the hall.
Who is the they, and what exactly is this artifact?
Them, the blonde points, in a way that makes both of the others flinch and hide behind the security apprentice again. They took the artifact that we were going to be displaying and doing a presentation on, and it was going to make me look very good. Pause. Look, you're not with mysteries, are you? This is said to Otello.
No, I'm the security that you said was understaffed.
I see. Well, you're wearing robes at least. All right. Fine. We can be escorted to security, and I will explain that these thieves of mysteries, she glares at everyone who might possibly be mysteries, have taken a very dangerous artifact out of its proper containment.
Determining which one of you is correct is sort of above my pay grade, but on our walk there, maybe you can tell me a little bit more about this artifact.
She will, if not blocked, stride out with the other security people sort of chivvying everyone along and pointing the way to the, apparently it's a Sith brig through this hall, blah, blah, blah. The item. It's a small little thing. It looks a little bit like a holocron pyramid, but it's got more rounded bits to it. It's covered in a black and silver filigree. It has a reddish purple gem gloss to the panes of it. And it's, how shall I say? Now that it's out of its properly warded circle, it might start affecting the minds of the weaker willed.
In what way?
Oh, you know, the usual. Nightmares, paranoia, visions, emotional swings. You know, the usual sorts of things these things do. I don't think it can do possession. None of the wards were against possession, so that should be fine.
Dello just kind of nods like, this seems fine.
Yeah, they just can't. Frey is explaining to Tazani, yes, and they had this thing just sitting there with the most rudimentary of circles around it. It wasn't even in like a warded case or anything. It was out where everyone could see it and look at it and probably go mad just looking at it. I have not gone mad, and I've looked at it a lot, snarls Navari.
Oh, are you saying that you're weak-willed enough to be affected?
I'm saying it's not that dangerous, except to the weak-willed. Maybe these people are weak-willed enough to get encouraged to theft. What are you talking about? Ah, you incompetent tomb botherer. Crypto. They are devolving into insults.
Lament. This one would like an attachment that allows him to eat popcorn for some reason.
Next time we get some downtime, I'll install one of those for you, buddy. So this is an ancient item, not a new piece of technology, right?
It's not technology at all. It's a relic.
Right. Yeah, so I don't care too much about it then. I'll keep escorting it toward the
tread right over the breadcrumbs. Leave them for the pigeons.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the only one here, but Atello has no concern for ancient technology or ancient relics.
RPR is way more entertained by the squabbling.
There's so much squabbling. There is both, all four of the detained apprentices are calling each other names. You know, ghost tickler, tomb botherer, crypto, cryptid,
crypto bro.
Yeah, that's some of it. This makes them extremely annoyed, and you know, how dare, you know, accusing people of locking up things that would be better studied and understood and guarded against versus letting things just sit out in the open where anyone could go mad staring at them. There are plenty of weak-willed people around. They're not making any friends with the non-apprentice security folks because it's like, you know, you're calling us weak-willed, aren't you? Yes, my lord. Come this way, my lord. We are authorized to put you in these rooms, my lord. We will separate you. We'll separate you all. We'll put you all in different cells. Rooms with force. Yes, we have force shields here. Force doors to keep you people from fighting each other.
I question Frey here.
Fine. You do that. Just don't let them loose, even if they are sphere mates, my lord.
I'm especially not letting loose sphere mates. If I can't go get into trouble, neither can they.
It wouldn't be fair.
That's very good, my lord. We'll just leave you to it. They will depart. Stage out. It is possible, you know, that one of them calls back, just intercom through and someone will open the door and let you all out again.
Wait, the security that was escorting them are leaving?
Yep. You were apparent.
I'm going to try to block them from leaving because I'm uncertain who was.
My lord, yes?
We're all going to go have a talk with security if there's some sort of contested nature of who stole what.
If you and the other apprentice could get some statements out of them, that would be wonderful. We'll start looking around, my lord.
HK.
Understood. HK will walk over to the various princes and cells and says, "Declaration, you will provide a statement and you will be deleted. Correction, you will provide a statement or you will be deleted."
No. That...
The other knowledge apprentice asks, is that the inclusive or the exclusive or?
Question.
It's not any or at all. No one's getting deleted. You don't have authority to execute people.
Don't make
HK
show
shows
you,
you his flimsy that says he has permission to do whatever he wants.
Is it the signed one or the unsigned one?
The one that's signed with a Ford signature and Daffatella's signature.
Never going to come back to haunt me.
That doesn't look real.
Oh,
I refuse to believe that the tech counselor told you that you could do what you want.
Beth, may I retroactively make a roll for being able to forge a Darth Lord signature? Understanding that I do have a photographic memory, so if I've ever seen it, I would know exactly what it looks like, but also understanding that I have no skill in forgery.
Also, have you seen their signature?
Probably never.
IQ minus 10.
Now, for the record, I'm only bringing up photographic memory because I spent 10 points on a dagnabbit. I'm going to bring it up.
Yes.
The point of having a watch is so that every 5 minutes you can pull it out of your pocket, smack it against a table a few times, so everyone knows you have a pocket watch.
Indeed. You will have spelled it entirely correctly, but I'm not sure you've actually seen the signature unless you truly went looking for it.
I want to point out something that amuses me greatly as I make this roll. Intelligence is my highest stat. I will only succeed this if I roll a 3.
I did say minus 10.
I had no intention of making this pass. I wanted this be obviously fake. But is funnier for me.
Indeed. Tizani, you're fairly sure that Darth Mechas, as a counselor, has a special seal that he would use on this sort of thing? That she would use on this sort of thing. You're fairly sure that counselors have special seals in order to prevent things like people presenting random flimsies with admittedly adequate printing on this one, perhaps, but...
It's also block letters.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. Some lords are like that, but, you know.
Handwritten block letters. Assertion, the signature here is completely authentic.
You are going to get in so much trouble if anyone important sees that.
I love it. How did you manage to handwrite in your voice?
He's got text-to-speech.
Yes! Technically, all droids do. Except for R2 units. And mouse droids.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep.
No, Beth. Gonk. You don't need to do that. We have the technology.
Well, yeah.
RPR will put the forgery away. It has served its purpose.
And the purpose was to be entertaining.
And somewhat of distraction from the faux pas of threatening several apprentices. Every apprentice outranks a droid.
Just about everyone outranks most droids. It's tragic, really.
The ones that can be disintegrated don't outrank a droids. Technically.
Well, not after they're disintegrated.
I said what I said.
Mm-hmm. I mean, technically, before they're disintegrated, they outrank you, but unless they're enemy soldiers.
They can get demoted very quickly with the weaponry that I canonically had removed so I could have tool attachments.
Mm-hmm. In any case.
I'll call HK back over here so Tizani can get something done.
Yeah, Tizani is in a cell looking very annoyed.
HJ, I meant to stop the security detail, not threaten the apprentices.
Question. How else does one get statements?
And the camera pans back to Tazani.
Tazani!
It's a slow
sits
pan.
Sits down next to Frey and whispers, "No, like, did you? It was just lying out there, unguarded. And we would have made it too if George's over there hadn't tripped. And then the other apprentices came back from the bathroom." "Okay, so where is it?" "Okay, so there was this really big droid that looks like an act dog." "Oh, I hate where this is going." "Well, it had a hole in its throat, you know, like, so we stuck it down far in its mouth. And then we left. And we were gonna double back and get it back, but guess who found us? So we had to run for it. And then security found us. We're pretty sure the guards don't remember us going through there, though." You know, makes little hand-wavy gestures.
"Well, that's good. I'll, right. Okay, so find the droid. Got it."
"Yeah, it's really big. It's like, you know, 5 feet high or something at the shoulder. Looks like an act dog. Red eyes. Has, you know, missile or zaps or blasters or something on its shoulders."
"Wonderful. Thank you."
"It was all powered down and stuff, just sitting there."
When
"Well, Tazani... hopefully it's still there. Thank you. You've been very helpful."
"Thanks. Can you get us out of here before that crazy knowledge twit tries to lightning us again?"
"Well, good news. She can't lightning you in here."
"Can you get us out of here?"
"I'll see what I can do."
Question. Wouldn't their leaving the four cells allow them to be force lightning?
"Well, not if they leave and the other one stays in there, you know."
"I like to think when Tazani leaves the cell after the interrogation, Atello and maybe HK are patting down the security detail, and Atello's saying, 'Come on, I know you have the artifact.'"
The security detail look extremely just, "Why are our lives like this?" It's like, "Sir, we have to go back and see if there was an artifact at all."
"Okay, no, come on. I know where the artifact is."
"Oh, yeah, me too. Let's go."
From the cell, the blonde apprentice screeches, "I knew they took it. Let me out. I'll get it. Let me out." The sounds of lightning are following you as you make your escape.
I have reduced this dynamic character to two dimensions, and they're not even mine.
No, I don't think you've reduced them to anything.
Oh, they already were two dimensions.
I mean, she's not, she's an NPC, you know, she...
B has failed her role against bad temper.
Yeah, she's just angry about this. She doesn't actually have a bad temper. She might have on the edge.
Oh no. Right. Okay. Atello, you're from technology.
Absolutely.
So who's presenting the droid act dog with glowing red eyes? Because someone decided to shove an artifact down its throat.
Atello.
That could never go wrong.
Would you care to give me an IQ roll? I presume you've at least scanned the presentations of all the tech stuff.
Oh, if there was a way I could see it, absolutely.
You can probably at least bring it up on, you know, your comm, tap into the web, and there's got to be a list of what's being presented where, because it's a conference.
I would have been interested, so I'll go ahead and roll intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Either that or research to find it quickly. You'll find it, but quickly might be...
Made by six.
I think that would make even a default research roll, so... Giant act dog? Okay.
There's a whole little spiel about this particular thing, which I'm going to post in the thing so that you can read it as well. The presentation is for the MechAC 9.0.1. It is an extremely large droid modeled after an ACK-hound, equipped with a droid brain that was imprinted with the neural patterning of a well-trained, loyal ACK-hound. It is a joint presentation between Lord Grathen and his wife, Lord Sylvanta, and the plan is for it to go through its paces, sometimes while being ridden by their 9-year-old son.
Oh. Okay.
I have found an image of what an ACK-hound looks like.
Approximately like that, like yes.
Giant fleas.
With, you know, teeth and...
In Soviet Sith lands. If you zoom in, you can see tiny little dogs running around on top of them.
Obviously.
All right, well, I will tell Tzani that it was a presentation of Lord Grathen and Sylvanta. And presumably I kind of know where it is, so I'll say... In what room?
Well, you're not quite sure what room it's going okay. to, what's it, where it is now. It's probably being, you know, it's going to be putting through its paces in the great big, large presentation arena. That's, okay. you know, that's where it's going to be in a couple hours, actually.
And that's in this building that we're in, uh-huh. right?
Yeah, okay. It's probably not too far away. It's probably somewhere in this building. You know where the tech... people are, you know roughly what level it's probably going to be on if you work at a little. You can start heading that direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. You get into the lift and you go down a little ways because it's a little closer to the ground, because when you're getting great big heavy droids or heavy monsters, you want to have an arena that's, you know, solid bedrock. That kind of thing withstands all kinds of noise, like all that noise that you're hearing right now and the screams and the sound of large blasters and more screaming, and people are sort of running towards the lift as the doors are opening and trying to cram themselves into it, and not even really paying attention that you're
trying to race in the direction of whatever's going wrong.
Yeah, on my way, I'll tell all of the concerned citizens that in cases of emergencies, you should use the stairs.
It's gone mad! It's killing people!
RPR rushes in.
I would like either dex rolls to avoid tripping over people or strength rolls to just bolt right through them.
I missed an opportunity of giving my character a thing called absolute direction, which I think would have helped in this situation, but I never gave my character that thing.
Sadly, your navigational compass has been disabled at some point in the past, possibly through damage, possibly because it got repurposed into something else.
I have a lot of skills that involve repair and maintenance. A lot of things were removed to augment my brain for that.
Mm-hmm. You removed your compass module. You'll have to buy one or something.
It wasn't doing anything anyway.
Right.
It was fine.
You'll have to just buy a compass and strap it on you.
I have a map. I just need to figure out which way we're going. Oh.
I have an idea.
So we have a dexterity failure by one.
The way! Force Nimbus! Does your Force Nimbus take the effect, take the impression of?
An account?
No!
You, but angry.
Crackling, lightning, and flashes of things that might happen and really shouldn't.
Some people aren't precisely affected, but they are clearing out of your way anyway because they are sensing that there's an angry Sith here. Other people are scrambling out of your way in terror.
Tzani?
thinks this is great and is going to continue running towards the apparently mad account. Robot. Droid. Whatever.
Okay, so HKRPR has been rolling strength to just shove people out of the way. Atello, you've been kind of stumbling and bumping into people and barely not falling over.
Yep.
But, oh look, there's a path that you can follow if you want to follow directly.
I made Zani a path.
That will...
It took me like 30 yeah. seconds.
Yes.
Oh, can and I... do we want...
Can okay. we see the droid from here?
At the moment, no. At the moment, you are basically following what becomes a path of destruction. Occasionally, people peering out in terror, or in the case of some apprentices, looking extremely cranky from side corridors or doors. You do, however, see blaster scars. At, you know, there's on the walls, on the ceilings, wounded people, probably a few bodies. Oh dear. And then it seems to have burst through into a, you know, authorized droids only section and gone rampaging down. And that sure is a long drop with a bunch of pipes. I'm assuming you followed all the wreckage. And about there is probably where we should at least take a break.
Okay.
Declaration. It shouldn't have gone that way. Only authorized droids are allowed. Authorized droids are allowed. Follow-up statement. Fortunately, I have this document that authorizes me. We'll be right back.